Hello and welcome to Up The Villa podcast. If you're new to our channel, subscribe, drop this video a like and get involved like you are doing on every single video. The comment sections are going off. You're all interacting with each other, which is really good as well. But yeah, keep it nice. Be nice to each other because I did see one that went off a little bit the other day. So just be nice to everybody. Even if you don't agree, it's somebody's opinion. Anyway, FA Cup action is coming up on Monday. We've got Manchester United. What a draw. Again, we've got Manchester United. It's just one of them teams that we are just shocking against. But we did beat them this season. Hopefully we can do the treble over them as well. So if you listening at home, get involved in the comment section. Let us know what your memories are of the FA Cup, whether it's Aston Villa or it might be a memory of a different team that you just think of the FA Cup. I'd like to know, what your thoughts are, what your memories are, what you think of the FA Cup. Does it still mean something to you guys? So let us know. Don't adjust your screens. Ryan is up there. He's back. How was your holiday?
Superb. Amazing time. But glad to be back on the channel. Missed you guys. Missed you. You done well. You kept the website together. So, good to be back.
It's still going. It's still there. But obviously, I don't know how you do it because you absolutely smash it. So complicated. And you do a brilliant job with that. So fair play. We'll start off with everybody's memories then. So start off with you then, Ryan. What's your memory of the FA Cup?
The FA Cup is very fun to me. It's one competition that I'd just love us to see us win. I've been to two finals, obviously lost them both, so I'm hoping the next one I go to, it is third time lucky. But, there's quite a few standout ones. The Liverpool semi-final, obviously on Steven Gerrard's birthday. It was his last FA Cup appearance, wasn't it? And we were superb that day. Absolutely brilliant. Bolton as well, another semi-final, winning on penalties when they should have really beat us. I remember Dean Holdsworth sticking one over the bar. Reading as well. Reading one that goes under the radar. We lost to Man United in the League Cup final under O'Neill. And then we went to Reading. I think we were 2-0 down at half-time. And we come back and got a semi-final against Chelsea, which we ultimately lost that one as well. But probably my favourite moment is when we played Leeds at home. Leeds were doing bits at the time. They had Harry Kewell and they had a real good team and they were really building something, the money they were pumping in. And I think they went 2-0 up as well, didn't they? I remember Eric Bakker scoring and somebody else. And then we'd come back with like a Benito Carboni masterclass. Merson was absolutely magic as well. So I think that guy and the atmosphere at Villa Park was sublime, absolutely sublime. So I think that one is my favourite Villa memory.
Awesome, Hannah. Do you have any memories? Anything that just comes in your head of an FA Cup memory?
Yeah, mine. Obviously, I've got a bit shorter. Memory to go back on, no offense guys, but all my FA Cup memories in recent memory are quite bad. Ryan mentioned the semi-final win over Liverpool, which is pretty much my only positive FA Cup memory. I think it was like almost prime Benteke days, going 1-0 down and coming back, and we obviously had a young certain someone at the time as well, which was like so exciting for me as like a young person myself, having another young star coming through the club. So I think that time for Villa as well, being so shit in general, that was sort of like a glimmer of hope in like a really bad time. So that one stands out a lot. But yeah, since then it's been pretty poor in the FA Cup. So it's something that Ryan says would be so exciting to win. It's in the domestic trophies, it's the one you really, really want to win. I think it would be nice just to get beyond the third round this year if we can, with Man United on the form they are. I'd like to make some new memories and some good ones.
Wouldn't we all? One of my biggest memories Bolton, the semi-final, I was like a young kid at the time. And I just remember, like, as a football fan, like, buying your flags for the game. And it was that whole, like, anticipation that you were going to, like, a massive occasion. That's one of the memories that I had. Obviously, it was at the old Wembley as well. And I remember that me and my brother were sat on our chairs when it went to penalties cheering, because at the time, as a kid, you just love penalties, don't you? And we were buzzing. And I remember, like, fans turning around to us, like, looking at us. But, you know, that's a great memory that, you know, we was able to win. And like Ryan said, the semi-final against Liverpool, you know, big occasions, aren't they? FA Cup semi-finals. And, you know, coming up against a team like Liverpool, to beat them in like 90 minutes was absolutely massive. And like Hannah said, we weren't great at the time, but there was a bit of a buzz with Sherwood, wasn't there? Especially that season when we beat West Brom as well. So it was just a shame that we flapped it in the final, because it was at a time, again, when Arsenal, you could really sort of go at Arsenal a little bit, couldn't you? You could get stuck into them, make it difficult. But I think it was like Walcott, he just like ripped us apart, didn't he? So the finals have been pretty bad, but the semi-finals have been okay. Justin, what's your memories?
For me, the FA Cup's the Holy Grail. It's the only thing in my lifetime that we haven't won. And it's something that, since a kid, I went to a football exhibition at the NEC when I was a kid, and the FA Cup was there. It was the first proper trophy I ever actually held. I've got a picture of it somewhere. And ever since then, I've just wanted Villa to win it. And in my youth, really, in the 80s, sort of all through the 80s, we weren't that good. I think the first semi-final I went to was 95, I think, Liverpool away. I think it was at Old Trafford. It was my wife's first ever game of football, actually, would you believe? Took her to Old Trafford to the semi-final, and we got smashed by Liverpool 3-0. And then a few years later, got to the final. The Bolton semi-final was probably my highlight, really, of the FA Cup, because we got through on penalties and I thought, that's it, you know, we finally got to a final in my lifetime. We're going to go on and win it. Obviously, we didn't, you know, that early goal did us. And then ever since then, we've been chasing to try and get back there. Managed to do it a few years ago. And, you know, very, very, very disappointing final against Arsenal. And then ever since then, I've been looking at the stats, and they're just horrific reading, really, for Villa fans.
Reel them off then, Justin.
Yeah. And since we got to the final, we've only actually got through the third round once, and we got smashed against Man City in the fourth round. And then, so six consecutive seasons have been knocked out in the third round. So I think that means we haven't actually won an FA Cup game for 6 years. So it doesn't, you know, our record is pretty horrendous. Yes, we've had some pretty bad draws, but, you know, in that time, we've been knocked out to Peterborough, Swansea, Fulham, you know, teams that really we should be beating. But this is what the FA Cup is all about, isn't it? You know, anything can happen. So whilst the draw isn't very favourable going away to Old Trafford, I don't think they're in much shakes, and I think we can go there and get a result. So out of the two games coming up against them, I'd take a loss in the league, if I'm brutally honest, and get through in the FA Cup, because it's a competition we can realistically win. And that's what I want to do. I want us to go and put a trophy on the cabinet, and there's no better trophy in the world in the club competition, in my opinion, in the FA Cup. I know it's been sort of disregarded by a lot of the big clubs in the last few years, but for me, it's still a massive competition, and I hope one day to see us lift it.
Think another thing that annoys me about just Villa and the Cups is that if at this moment in time we're going for trying to get into Europe eventually, and that is basically it. So the FA Cup and the League Cup are two realistic trophies, the only trophies that we can physically win in a season. And for us to not take them seriously does my head in. And it honestly did my head in when we went to Chelsea early on in the season and we had no recognised striker on the bench. We played a weakened team against Chelsea. It was so frustrating. So I heard Gerrard talking to Carragher about the cup competitions and that we should be taking them seriously. So I do hope that he does take them seriously and we do go for it, because I think United, they've got Champions League football coming up. They're not going to be playing a full-strength team. So if we go at it on Monday, there's every chance that we can get something and we can go through in that game. So we'll move on to our predicted lineups now. So I've just rustled up a quick predicted lineup of something pretty strong, what I would like to see. So I would go with Martinez, Back four, exactly the same. I wouldn't change any of it, apart from maybe target for Ashley Young if he's fit. I'd go with Louise McGinn, and I'd probably go with Chukwuemeka in the middle. I'd go with Buendia, El Ghazi, and Ings. So two little changes, Chukwuemeka and El Ghazi, and then on pretty much full strength. Ryan, what would you go with?
100% full strength for me. Tyrone Mings back in, Ollie Watkins back in if he's fit. McGinn has got to play because he's suspended for the next one, isn't he? And like you say, look, where are we in the league now? 13th. Our squad, realistically, we're probably about 11th to 15th place squad at the minute, but we've got a team within that squad that can beat anyone on the day. So we've got to go for it. And like you, and like Justin reeled off there, all them defeats. Peterborough at home, 3-1. Swansea at home, 3-0. It's frustrating. It's frustrating. I've had enough of it.
We need to have a,
And we need to have a good crack at it. And the game where Justin said we got to the fourth round, the one before that was that infamous Wickham one where like Mika Richards and Lescott and Guzan are all arguing with the fans. So we've had a wretched time since we lost that final. So for me, 100% full strength. And we've got to go at this wounded Manchester United side and go there and put the pressure on them. And yeah. Like I say, 100% full strength. We're not going to get relegated. It would take a momentous effort to get into Europe in the league. So this is our opportunity, and we've got to take it seriously. And Steven Gerrard is an FA Cup legend, really, isn't he? He was around when Owen scored them couple of goals against Arsenal. Then he scored that absolute belter, didn't he, against West Ham in the last minute. So yeah. he knows what it's like for this competition. And we've sort of ruined his last crack at it as a player. So hopefully he can come back as a manager now and get a bit of revenge.
Definitely. Hannah, what sort of lineup do you want to see?
Yeah, I think I'd pretty much go with what you said, Luke, apart from if we're going really strong, I'd quite like to see Sanson over maybe Chukwuemeka, mainly for minutes as well. I think he really needs game time, and this could be a really good opportunity for him to show what he's got. I think the glimpses we've seen of him, although they've been short, have been positive. So I think he could be good in the midfield. I think at the minute, Man United are so easy to break down and to get through. So if you've got that extra sort of slightly more experienced body in midfield, it could really benefit us. Yes, I'd also go El Ghazi up top. I think no matter what, with El Ghazi, he's going to have a shot on goal. And, you know, he might miss 9 times out of 10, but that 10th time it might go in. So, yeah, I'd definitely go El Ghazi. I'd keep the defence as it is. McGinn, yeah, keep McGinn. He's going to miss the next game. Watkins, again, not sure. We think he might have COVID, so whether he'll be back in time, I'm not sure. But more than happy to have that Danny Ings and Buendia combo again, because I think that was one little positive for the weekend. So, yeah, completely all for going full strength. Obviously, we play them again at the weekend, so it's very little time to sort of recoup. We're going to have to make some sacrifices. So do you sacrifice the game in the Premier League in the weekend for the sake of getting through in the FA Cup whilst they're still very much down in the dumps, struggling and low on confidence? Yes, we've got to attack straight away. Don't hold off for the league game. We go for the jugular on Monday night. And we know that we can beat them because we've done it already this season when arguably they were slightly better than they are at the minute. So, yeah, full strength for me.
I mean, the new manager's coming for them, and I watched them against Newcastle and they were absolutely awful. They were shocking and they weren't much better against Wolves. But I do think Wolves are obviously a lot better than Newcastle. But a lot of years, they're there to be got at. I just don't think they're hungry enough. I don't think United are hungry enough to scrap, to fight, they just seem like they just don't want to play for anybody. A new manager comes
in. They don't look like a team, is a big issue. Yeah. And I think, I didn't watch the full thing, but I think Luke Shaw himself might have even said that he didn't feel that they were a unit last night against Wolves. And if you have a team come up against you who is organised, who's together, and somewhat confident, then, you know, it's almost like you're a man down because you're completely disjointed. You have not got that trusting each other. They look like they completely are jaded and have no trust in each other to perform and themselves. So yeah, I think if we show up and, you know, puff our chests off a bit, then they could easily cower away.
Didn't Luke Shaw touch on something that they weren't motivated enough? They didn't feel as a team motivated. Blimey, now you're playing in front of 75,000-80,000 fans every week. Surely that's your motivation right there. But I'm with you there, Hannah. They do look very disjointed. I think the signing of Ronaldo and Sancho, did they really need both? You know, they've got Greenwood, they've got Rashford, they've got Cavani, they've got Bruno. It's just unbalanced them completely. You know, we're struggling to get Watkins and Ings in the same team, and they're trying to get all them six in. So you can see where they've lost their balance, and their midfield too from Man United. I've grew up in an era, same as you, Luke, Justin, where like they dominated. They were world-class. You know, they had world-class players, and Fergie was terrific. And they're just, you'd never hear of them losing at home in the season, let alone they've lost about four games, haven't they, this season. You never hear of them not scoring at home. So where they are at the minute and the manager situation, they're just appointing for 6 months and review it at the end of the season. Have a bit of clarity. Give the players a bit of confidence of what's going to happen. It's like Pogba's not going to sign a new deal now, is he? Like, so, yeah, let's go for it. Yeah. Go for them.
The Moments FC, Man United, that's what they should be called now, because that's all they just live off moments, live off Cristiano Ronaldo moments, especially in the Champions League. And that, you know, I don't, it's like Hannah said, I don't feel like they're a team. Justin, changes, what would you make? Go for it.
Yeah, I would. Martin isn't back to the normal back four, Bings comes back in. I would like to see a slight little tweak ahead of that. I'd like to see three midfielders. Whoever it is out of the four, you've got Sanson, McGinn, Louise and Ramsey. So any of those three out of the four. And then I would try, because it's FA Cup, to go Buendia in a sort of old-fashioned 10, if you like. And then the two players just play up front together as a two. You know, we find it very, very difficult, as we found all season, to get them into the team together. So playing one out wide and one off the other one, you know, hasn't particularly worked great. They haven't looked like they're going to gel. So just try to go straight. We haven't got the wingers. You know, we've got two gone now. Trezeguet and Traore gone to Africa, so they're not there. I think El Ghazi's probably on his way out, if I'm brutally honest. So we haven't really got wingers. You're going to chuck the young kid in, you know, as good as he looks. Bidace, I don't think so. So utilise what we've got. Go strong. Go two up top. Go, yeah, Buendia in the 10, and then three decent, whoever it is, midfielders in behind him, you know. Yeah, they've got Ralph at the wheel, so the way it's going, that wheel's coming off as quickly as it did for Ollie, hasn't it? So I think it's we just go there with positive. You know, we had a bad result last week. I'm sure they've had it, you know, all week on the training ground. The only thing that slightly concerns me is that United have lost again at home, so they're going to be like a wounded animal. But I don't think he'll go as strong because they need the points more in the league. But then will he want to go out the FA Cup? Because if they go out the FA Cup in the third round on top of what's happening already, then there could be a real problem there. But when you've got a manager that's only there at the end of the season, is he that bothered? I don't know. I don't know what his priorities are. So I agree with Ryan. I think the biggest mistake United made was signing Ronaldo in the summer. Yes, I know why they did it, because he was going to City. But I think looking back, it's just absolutely buggered their whole season up, because they're having to try and get a bloke in that just won't sit on the bench, really, let's be right. And he wants to be the focal point. And yes, he's putting some goals, you know, on the board, but ultimately he can't run. He doesn't do a lot else, does he? He just gets on the end of things and moans if nothing's going right and walks off the pitch. So I think we've got to be positive and go for him. I think we can win the game. So I just want to see the best possible team out there. I don't want to see any of the better players on the bench. I want to see them all play. They're all more than capable to play Monday night and on Saturday. So I don't want to hear this. I've got to rest them for this game. Let's go full bore every game now. If we do go out, then we've only got the lead to construct on. So let's go full bore for the cup game and win the game.
Awesome. Right. So as some of you can see, I've turned into Fabrizio Romano doing a transfer speculation episodes. So you've heard enough of me going on about it. So I'll have a couple of thoughts from you guys. Ryan, is there anyone or any of the names linked that sort of you're thinking yes?
I think the Brentford game for me highlighted that the summer transfer window of 2019, them players have sort of run run its natural course now, I think. I think the likes of Trez, Algarzi, Courtney Horse, I think we need to move on. We need to step up a level now. And while they will have a celebrated history in our club with the stuff that they've done, you know, back post Trez kept us up, Algarzi got us up, Courtney has got us that winner at Old Trafford. They have had great moments in their Aston Villa careers and will be remembered fondly. But we need to move on. We need to improve. And I just felt Trez coming off the bench, just lacking it. And yeah, just weren't feeling it. I think left back as well, Matty Target. Look, I've had like a love-hate opinion of Matty Target. Like the first season, I couldn't stand him, if I'm honest. I thought he was weak. I thought he was a bit of a bottler. But then last season, he was terrific. He turned it all around, shoved them words right up my arse and was fantastic, really. But he had the foil of Jack Grealish. I didn't know they had a good link up there. And you know, Grealish was in the form of his life and Matty Target was complimenting him well. But this season, he's sort of going from like an 8 to a 7 to a 4 to a 7. It's just so inconsistent at the minute. And I just feel the way Gerrard wants to play down that wing-back role, that I think that is one position we're going to be looking at improving. Are we desperate for it now? Probably not. So if the right left back isn't there, then probably not. We can make do with Matty Target and Ashley Young till the end of the season, really. But I think that's one of the main areas for me, and a central midfielder. I think we need a boss. We've been saying it repeatedly on all the podcasts before the season kicked off that we needed that general, that dirty bastard, someone that could just come in and take control. I thought we'd missed Nakamba very much so against Brentford. So yeah, someone of that ilk. Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. But we've got, yeah, we're not in any trouble, and we've got a squad capable, so I trust that we're going to do the right. We're not going to go and waste any money on anyone that a short-term gap, let's say. So I think we're looking at long-term transfers.
Hannah?
Yeah, on a similar note to that, I think January's of years past, there's been some shockers, hasn't there? I mean, Boya Bastan and Ali Samata. Sorry, Ali. I mean, I know he got us that goal at Wembley a couple of years ago, but I hate the panic, you know, January 25th to 31st signings of we need to fill this gap in the squad. Don't feel like we're at that point. I think as a club, we need to move past that point unless, you know, tragedy hits and we're suddenly without a centre-back or something. We're at the point now where, you know, the signings, whether it's in January or in the summer, they've got to be the right signing for the right amount of money, and I don't feel like we need to go out and buy a player now just for the sake of it if it's not the right player. And from what Gerrard has said in the media in the last week or so, I have got moderate hope, quite positive, that he feels the same, that, you know, we're going to only get a player if it's the right player. So yeah, left back, it's such a conscientious thing, isn't it? Because I feel like Target last season kind of shut up a lot of doubters, and then this season it's kind of gone back to some games it's quite hard to defend him. Other games, I still think he's just as good as he was last season. So sometimes I kind of have to swallow the sentimentality, because, you know, there's a lot of players in our squad that I really like, but you kind of have to accept that if we want to get to the place we want to go, we've got to improve. So yes, left back is probably one of those areas. Definitely need to bolster the midfield. I feel like all the games where we go missing, we go absent, we lose control, it's all from the midfield. It's because the defending from the front to the back just disappears. And we don't give our defenders enough support from midfield and beyond. So again, getting another strong body in the midfield would be really positive. Who that will be, I honestly have no idea. It's always the same names, isn't it? It's like, oh, let's get Basuma, let's get this, let's, you know. So I don't know. And it's so difficult to get anyone in January, especially with the prices. So, yeah, I agree with Brian that those are two areas. I know, Luke, you've mentioned Luca Digne and names like that. Who, do you know what? I would completely support getting a slightly older Premier League experience player, because we haven't really signed many of them. I feel like we signed a lot of younger talent or unproven talent, people from the German leagues or the French leagues that, you know, aren't always equipped for the pace of the Premier League. So having someone come in who is experienced, knows what it is used to the amount of games, is used to the strength, the pace of the league would be so beneficial, because we've not really had many of those players come into the club at all. And I feel like some games you just need that. You need the experienced heads. You need someone who can just read the game and can also manage the game from on the pitch. We can't always rely on Steven Gerrard to, you know, fix magical errors in the game. We need the players on the pitch that are making the right decisions, and having someone experienced would, I think, really benefit that in our squad, because we are still quite a young team. So yeah, that's how I feel. But again, it's like there's millions of rumours, isn't there, especially on Twitter, Jesus. So how many of them are even remotely true, I don't know. We'll see in the next month, but in Gerrard we trust is what I will say.
Awesome. Justin loves a number 10. What are you saying?
I do think we need one, to be honest. I think there is some glaring holes in our squad. I mean, whilst we've got two good fullbacks, they're decent enough. We haven't got any cover, so we need a right back and a left back. Ash Young isn't a long-term option at his age, so if we're going to replace or we're going to buy a right back or left back, my plan, and I presume the club's plan, is always buy better than you've got. So you buy a better right back than Cash. You buy, which is tough to do because Matty Cash is a great right back. I can't believe the amount of people that are sort of saying that we should be replacing Matty Cash. I think it's left back is probably more glaring at the moment. And I like the Tagliafico, is it? The Ajax left back who's got a lot of experience. So he's a really good call for me. I do think we need a six. We haven't got a six in the squad now. I think the Canberra's the only natural six. So we need one there. And I think we do need another attacking player behind, you know, not a forward, but another sort of attacking player. And I really, really like the Philippe Coutinho link, whether we can get him on loan, because that's the calibre and quality of player really now we should be looking for. And if he's available and we can do the deal, get him on loan. I think he's got a connection with Gerrard, so why not someone like that? I think that would really do us well. But like you said, January's tough to do business in, so we'll see what happens.
I told you he loves the number 10. I told you. Right, so we'll go to the thoughts of some of the Villa fans. We'll go Peter Rafferty. He's put, when Tim Sherwood went into the dressing room during the semi-final versus Liverpool and we came out and demolished them. Chef Mark, he put Carboni demolition of Leeds and his wonder goal. JPT put Carboni goal versus Leeds at Villa Park in 2000 or beating Liverpool in the semi at Wembley. What a day. Regan, also the Baggies quarterfinal at Villa Park, some night that. Kevin Whitlock, Benny's hat trick versus Leeds, forgot the year. Stephen, battering 4-0 in 98. Colin Moore was incredible that day. Oka put Carboni surely. David Stevens, here we go. Massive shout out to you, my friend. Beating Man U at Wembley in 57 and my first time at Wembley, age 12. Yeah. What a legend. He's seen it. He's seen us lift the FA Cup. Wow. Nigel B6 put, seeing Villa deserving to beat Liverpool in the semi-final was a great day. But prior to Albion game at Villa Park, it was a proper FA Cup tie, sixth round, local rivals, decent away allocation, match under the lights. What an atmosphere and what a night. If you were a villain, a great game. AVFC for life, but the FA Cup semi-final against Liverpool in 2015 was very good. 2015 quarter-final against the Baggies as well. Carboni hat-trick against Leeds. Danny Barker put Reading quarter-final. And finally, Adam Wright put Leeds 2000, Carboni and Mercer magic, the Baggies quarter-final, Liverpool semi-final. To have three at the age of 41 is pretty tragic. Long overdue a win. I've got one more. Ashley Worthington, semi-final win over Liverpool at Wembley. So there you go. They're all pretty much the same, aren't they? They're the only things that we can sort of think.
We haven't got many, have we?
Not many to choose from. It's a
bit bad. I've just reread the same one three times. About five different people. But yeah, so hopefully we can do it. I'm going to be at the game on Monday. So you know what my away record's like. That's tragic as well. So
somebody burst his tyres.
My away record is awful, but hopefully, right, we can win. So score predictions, let's go. Surely, I'm due one. I'm going 1-0. Danny Ings, Ryan?
Yes, I am going 1-0. Only took us 20 years to win there, didn't it? So let's do two in a season. So, 1-0 again. Let's go with another towering header from the back. Captain's back. Tyro Mings.
Love it. Hannah?
Yeah, I was thinking of 1-0 as well. We've not got replays, have we?
This year.
And does it go to extra time before penalty? I'm not sure.
I don't know if
anything will happen in the 90 minutes. I've just got a bad feeling it's gonna be like a proper nervy one. But yeah, I think we're gonna win 1-0, however it comes.
Justin.
It's time to write a new chapter in the FA Cup history. Positive note, we're going to do them on penalties.
To be fair, though, it wouldn't surprise me if United turned into prime United 1999, would it, for these two games? But, I'm feeling the positive.
We're not going to lose them twice, are we, in a week, surely? So... we've got to get
Luke will still be at Old Trafford at midnight watching the penalties.
Yeah. Anyway, I think Fernandes is one ain't landed yet, has it? So
no.
There we go. Right. So thanks everyone for watching an FA Cup little special. Cheers for all the support. And hopefully we're talking about the next round in the FA Cup as well. So thanks for watching. Up the Villa.
Up the Villa.